Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my god, Ross, total head back.
I haven't seen Honor look this angry since the time she spear-tackled a woman who tried to cheat her out of first place in the sack race at the Castle Park Dorky Open Sports Day. She's like, what the fuck? I'm there, this is your punishment, Honor, for slashing all those people's car tires?
She's like, manual fucking labour.
Yeah, no, it's like Saturday morning and she's standing outside what was once Kylie's of Donnybrook in a charcoal grey, literally, boiler suit with an orange high-vis gilet over it. I'm there, Honor, what exactly did you think community service was going to involve?
She goes, I honestly thought you'd pay someone to do it for me, which is what you would do if you were any kind of father.
I'd hire a whole team of people to do it for you, Honor, except bear in mind you have a supervisor. Yeah, no, we're on our way to see the dude now. Honor has been told to report for duty to the little core pork opposite Energia Pork. When we arrive, there's a gaggle of people of various ages standing next to this, like, white van, and they're being given their instructions. A dude, presumably the supervisor, is handing out litter pickers to some and dog poop bags to others, and he's going, you do Eglinton Road to Belmont Avenue, both sides of the street. You, Marlborough Road to Appian Way, again, both sides.
Honor's like, if you think I'm picking up people's shit, you're dreaming.
She knows how to make a first impression. The dude goes, name?
And she's like, Honor? O'Carroll Kelly? And I mean it, I'd rather go to prison than collect litter or pick up after a dog.
That's when he hands her a packet of what look very much to me like flash wipes and goes, there you are.
The fuck am I supposed to do with these?
She goes. He's like, clean the graffiti off the outside of the stadium there. Of course, I'm suddenly the proud dad. I'm there, oh my God, Honor, that's the stadium where your old man became a school's rugby legend.
She goes, this is so unfair.
As we're crossing the road, I'm there, life is unfair, Honor.
What, even for people like us?
Occasionally, yes.
Well, I don't remember getting that fucking memo.
There's like three pieces of graffiti on the outside of the stadium. Instinctively, Honor goes for the smallest one. Yeah, no, someone has spray-painted Fuck Off Michaels in letters 3 feet high. I have a little chuckle to myself. That'll have been someone who's rock or ex-rock. That'd be typical of their sense of humour. Or Gonzaga, who hate them just as much. Or Terran Yor, who hate everyone. Honor is just staring at the wall with a single flash wipe in her hand. I'm there. Are you honestly waiting for me to show you how to use that thing? She sighs, then gets to work, rubbing out the letters with a dainty circular motion, like she's applying foundation to the face of an elderly loved one.
She goes, it's not coming off.
I'm there, you've only been doing it for like 5 seconds.
How long are you supposed to do it for?
Honor, the world of cleaning is as much a mystery to me as it is to you. So she keeps going, but then after what feels like 60 seconds, but is probably a lot less, the graffiti still isn't budging, so she stops and whips out her phone. She goes,
I'm ringing Ronan.
All I end up hearing of the conversation is obviously her side. She's like,
Ro, do you know how to clean graffiti off a wall? Energia Park. I don't know, it's like some random rugby stadium in Donnybrook. Okay, see you then.
She hangs up and goes,
he's on his way.
And half an hour later, lo and behold, he arrives on the scene with a piece of, let's just say, equipment, which he introduces to us as a sandblaster. He goes,
me mate buckets of blood invested in it after the rumour went round that he ratted out Scro Kirby and Larry the Lifer. They writ all sorts of slanderous allegations on the front of his mass gaff. Honor's like, how does it work, Ro? It's very like a power washer, except instead of water, it directs a high-velocity blast of sand at the wall to loosen the bond between the paint and the concrete surface. Cool, Honor goes. I'll leave you to it. I'll be in Cafe Nero if you need me.
Ronan's there,
You will in your buttocks leave me to it. This is your punishment, Honor. Man, I'll show you how to use it.
Which is what he ends up doing. He directs a blast of sand at the wall and, yeah, no, the paint starts to magically disappear. Then he hands the contraption to Honor and she copies him. I can't help but smile to myself. I'm there. I'm proud of you, Honor. I mean, you're technically working for Leinster Rugby here. If we win the European Cup this year, you can say that you played your part.
Ronan's there. She's coming off like a dream, Honor. Coming off like a dream. Honor goes, what if someone from school sees me? It'll be all over Mount Anvil in like 5 minutes.
I'm there. You worry too much about what other people... And I suddenly stop. Because, Jesus, no. I spot Leo Cullen walking towards us from the direction of Anglesey Bridge. Fuck, I think. Because I'm still hoping to play some future role in the Leinster coaching setup, having recently applied for 2 jobs. What will Leo think if he sees my daughter being forced under the terms of a court order to clean graffiti off the stadium wall? Worse, what if Leo's was one of the SUVs whose tyres she slashed?
Honor stops blasting. The fuck are you doing? She goes.
I'm there. What do you mean?
You've just put on your sunglasses.
Yeah, no, I'm worried about getting sand in my eyes.
And now you're standing with your back to me?
She looks over her shoulder. She knows Leo Cullen well. She grew up watching the 2011 Heineken Cup final with me, of course.
Oh my God, she goes. You're actually ashamed of me.
But by that time, I have to admit it, I've already crossed to the other side of the road.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.